Good morning. Good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. God made today, and we are going to be glad and rejoicing and rejoicing every single moment you have in your life under the sun in this cosmos. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. I was, after the last couple days, I finally felt a little relief yesterday. And then I would go golfing and it just all starts again. I mean, the golf thing, man, I cannot. But it's funny because I know that God knows. And it's the small details of your life that God cares about. And if you care about golf, like I care about golf, God, He's going to make a way, man. God is going to make a way where there is no way. And right now, there it is doom. Anyways, this morning I was reading in Romans. It has to do with the law, how we're dead to the law, how there's a law working in our members, and how there's no condemnation now. If you go to chapter 7 of Romans, verse 4, it says, "Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead or were put to death to the law by the body of Christ, in order that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, in order that we should bring forth fruit unto God." Now, before this, it talks about how a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives. And if she marries another one, she's considered an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she's no longer under that contract. It's the same thing here. We are no longer out under law. We are no longer bound to law because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And now we're able to bring forth fruit unto God through the faith of Him. Verse 5, "For when we were in the flesh," and that is our carnal nature, "the motions of sin," or the sinful passions which were called out by the law, "did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death." When Adam transgressed against the law, the connection between us and God was severed. And at that point, the state of death was created. And our members work towards that state of death. And it is called out by the law. That's what it did. The law called out what was the state of death, what was bringing us, the sinful desires bringing us to death. Verse 6, "But now we are delivered from the law." Now the law is made useless. "That being dead wherein we were held, so that we should serve in the newness of the spirit," the new spiritual nature, "and not in the oldness of the letter." When Jesus Christ died and you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it's a new administration, it's a new day. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are dead to the laws. If you go to chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now not one judgment against," no condemnation "to them which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life," that new spiritual law of life, "remaining within Christ, hath freed me from the law of sin and the state of death." You are freed from that. Now with the mind, I mean, it talks about this. I mean, if you jump back a couple verses, it says, "So then with the mind, I myself serve the law, but with the flesh, the law of sin." We have the opportunity to walk. There is not one condemnation against you. Nothing you do in this life will change the position you're in with God. You are a son of God the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are no longer under the state of death. We have a law working in our members. There's the state of life and there's the state of death. And it's enmity against each other. You can choose the walk you have. You can choose the things you do without judgment. There is not one condemnation or judgment against. Therefore, if you're judging yourself, let it go. Everybody's going to make mistakes. But godly grief, it worketh a change in your moral position. There will be a godly grief that moves you out of a specific situation, maybe to change your heart towards a specific situation. But that doesn't change your standing. That doesn't change who you are. Don't forget that. If you're walking in a way that's carnal, if you're walking in a way that's antithetical to God, change it. Change that set of course and let it go. Thank Jesus Christ for what he did for you. Thank God for setting it up that way. And just walk, man. There is not one condemnation against you today, tomorrow, or forever. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today, and I thank you for getting me through that chair. It was a miracle, and I recognize that miracle, and I thank you for that miracle. I thank you for just everything that's going on. I pray for increased strength and increased focus. Again, I pray for my golf game because I am going to lose it at some point if I don't get this together. I thank you for all of your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them today, that you just cover them in your love, let them know you're around. And I thank you for the opportunity that we can pray and go to you and that spirit that works in us that brings us to good things. I'm very, very thankful for that. I thank you again for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.